Let's have a political meeting first. See you Thursday. Thursday around 5:00. All right, or something else.
We got a couple things. We got a meeting very briefly on Thursday morning about the change. Thank you, Mr. Thornton. Try to warn them this is next Thursday. I still believe you would have to be all set.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a Thursday afternoon for conference. Usually it's good to have around 4:00 in the way. When there's a reason to go home, I don't go to 9:00.
And he's asking if you will agree in principle to see me the same Christmas week.
Unless I'm on vacation. I just put it as cold.
He says not specific, but this agreement in principle, and a mutually convenient day, so it would be.
No, just say that the president is going to be on vacation. That's just not following Christmas for months. Fair enough.
What about an early January? He argues that it's 4:00, because he may be serious about the report. Are we agreeing in principle, 18:30, and we don't have to do it?
Yeah, agree in principle, but say it's more likely to be around the 10th of January. Huh?
We had asked Henry about New York Times article about a U.S. attorney working on a project in Chile. Mastermind in support of Operation Chile. And then checked it out. He is a young lawyer working on a legal aid project at Catholic University.
Hired by us, huh?
No. It's financed by the Ford Foundation.
Oh, the hell.
No U.S. government funding.
Fine, no problem. I don't care.
That's sure typical. The government president committee in Chile is a small group with several members of the Ford Foundation staff, wives of ABC, CBS, and Newsweek strangers. Particularly active. The secretary of the committee is the wife of an embassy in Puebla.
Why not his name?
Right. No members of the U.S. mission hold positions or are otherwise involved in the committee, but some of them have attended meetings.
Get the name.
No worries.
All over the world.
We have a letter that was sent to you all.
I want names all over the world, all over the people. Now, then we're going to shake those, that tree. We're going to shake that tree and that celebration for the foundation. Isn't that something true? That adds up. That's expensive, see? That's establishing, and that's what. If you know, if it comes to changing any people in the state, man, it's the most difficult move.
Especially if it's a brilliant young scholar.
You come right down to it. You come down to it. It's terribly difficult to get a move.
That's a new state goal.
He didn't want it to that about. He didn't want it to chase on. He made 15, because
I know.
Jewish. He's just college. Goddamn, you missed the boat, you should have taken him on a week ago. But I think he was deliberately keeping that from going out.
Said he was doing it because of,
security. Did we worry if, was that a problem for the other side when they blew all that stuff during India-Pakistan?
I mean, during the speed, I've got another one going now that we've got a lot of good mismanagement of the embassy stuff on Charlie.
Good.
cars, including the fact that he raised the price of all sales in the, both in the
PX store, the
PX, by 15%, and then use that money as a, entertainment and such funds to buy wine and that sort of thing for the investment. And got a lot of interesting stuff there.
Neil? The only thing I was going to say is this, every time you have any doubts about food, you got to be concerned that you don't create a greater problem by using effectively using confidential information and personal information. But the main thing we have to get out through other sources, and remember what they did to us in the Pentagon. Remember what they've done to us on Henry's little village in the Pentagon and Henry. Jesus Christ, Father, it was awful. Awful. Right?
Sure.
They leave to kill us over and over again. Now we got to leave to kill them. The only thing I really feel, I just don't want a level standard. Not on that subject. I think you're all right. I'll be goofing around the Russians now. Come back and say, I really think they're blind. It's all right. It's got a lot of. We've got to, I think he's right, that believing that we should wait. Should keep this negotiating crap going.
Should you just keep it out?
Yeah. Maybe you can for another month. Do you agree?
Yes.
That's a real
issue. They don't know what's happening. I think even going through the congressional session, I know there's a depression about some of the activity up there.
Yeah. How do you agree with work? I marked on something that I want to, I directed earlier, I gave the memorandum, hadn't gotten it to read many meetings, which is the conversation with Schultz, because for several days in the earlier shop, she read the memorandum. His thing wasn't on the list, the straight position, there's one that they sent to you. Came to Schultz.
Schultz.
Sorry, John.
Okay. Didn't send it.
Anyway, I told it all over.
Right.
Not that. There's some good stuff in there.
Well, it sure is.
The old man club. It's not the kind I agree with labor stuff, but it's smart. His analysis about on various things is how we can screen it. I want you to read before you meet with your PR people. Things cost money. If you think what he's doing is throwing a lot of money in now in order to get going.
His bigger stuff is unfunded. Is there anything you can ask him? Bring a little billboard to New York and you have to get $1,000 in light and there's $200 in black and there's 50 in the snow. And the size of the building is a little closer.
Colson disagrees with the idea that they don't have enough money.
I do.
They just loaded with money.
I do.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
So probably
not, maybe not loaded, but I don't think they're kind of in trouble with Sam's. They're putting out that line for sure. Sam's are going to be buying a line.
You break it down. Ask me close to the one we're going to.
I was told, Bob, I approve of your CPS decision.
I had to say, try again.
I do it up there. You're going up casually. And I don't know, quite honestly, but I would be just as ice cold.
Not too casual. I called Paley and I said, Bill, I'd like to come and talk to you. And he said, oops. He said, is there a problem? And I said, well, would you decide that when I'm back right there? And he said, who would you like to come with me? And I said, Frank. And he said, how about our new person? He knows you. And I said, no. Who is he? The fellow who was 2 years behind me in Calum. I don't know him. Good, that's better. And I didn't want him. And Paley said, why again? He said, things are going so fantastically well. People haven't had any problems.
Otherwise, he's newscast.
I said, well, we'll discuss that on Friday. He said, okay, I know why you're coming. I said, yep, you do.
Well, don't you think he knows?
Oh,
she's a telecom man.
Of course he did.
He knows what's true.
What he hasn't done is analyze it the way he should, since he didn't want to. I think this is going to hit him right between the eyes.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. We've got it just at the right time, I think. And they've got to know that we know. They've got to know that we're being as careful about this now, early as anything, the 8 weeks ago that we are. And that's
definitely, we'll hit them the day of the Watergate thing, right? So
I thought that was my say the other day.
That's what you have to solve the cover to get out of town on Friday, I see.
Well, good. I have determined we have to do this now. This department will have to do this. The State Department will have to do this. I want them to watch like a hawk around the world, these bastards. See, they had Kennedy won, right? Essentially, they had celebrations all over the world, the State Department. All over the world. And this time, there'll be no celebrations if we win. The fighters that I was under the fire was back and dry on that. I was on fire. It's going to drive Henry up the ball because he talks a big game and never will ever win. Boy, this time he is going to be done. You have got to have Rogers on. I've got to have Johnson on. I'm going to take the whole command and stay out. Except one or two, maybe a comfort with my chief and with my chief. Oh, that is a turn. But Curtis Henry, oh, Tar, he's all right. He's no harm.
There's several that are pretty good and under a powerful rule will blossom.
That's my point. That's my point. But what we're going to do, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? The courage here. You want to just agents at the bar, just agents. You know what made an interesting point? I know a lot of bruised feelings because of the Army, but moving Haig up 120 positions to put him in that position. Courage, he said, you know, I saw that and said, he told her that I'm going to march. I'm not going to even try to ask him to move back up that position. He said, we've just got to do that mistake. We've got to get rid of a lot of people. Well, how about the people down below that are worse? There's no other one of good ones. Brother, make sure they're surviving. I'd like to find out who good ones are. You're going to get a chance to do something. Either going to be under secretary, or going to be the assistant secretary in charge of administration, or I will go back to something that actually help. That's what we need. You can't do it from the outside. Like you take a Bob Hill. Bob Hill's a very well-intentioned guy who has been in state, but Bob Hill is not foreign service. You've got to take one of them who knows how to screw them, who knows how they foul things up. Go out to New York, and that State Department's going to get it. And so is the Pentagon. It's bad, too. It's bad. And I mean not just on the military side, or on the civilian side, but both military and civilian side.
The Army is a good one.
But don't you think that was a good thing, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, hey, I had that job.
sure, and it shakes up the surface, I think, you know, I remember when Harley, when that happened, Harley Burke, I just got the Navy officers, got the top level, added, and held it, got over everybody, and I think, do you want to remember, that's what happened to Eisenhower. Marshall reached out, picked him up, he was a chicken colonel. I noticed that I'm watching the Crusader, but for that, he was a chicken colonel.
Chicken colonel, or perhaps he might have been a Crusader colonel.
Colonel.
Up he went. I came in first with the Marshal, and the Marshal looked him over, and pushed him over in charge of the road. Brilliant decision. Brilliant decision.
But, you know, like I said, it's a great decision. You can see him around here, he's so lucky, so.
Not such a superb guy. Just gotta find others like him. But we're gonna look around this shop and find a few people. You all really enjoy that. Major story today, which is the new lawsuit brought up by
party.
And were they filed against us?
They joined in a lot of other, they tried to join in a lot of other, same enforcement, but they tried to join in other defendants, Liddy, Hunt, McCord, Liddy, Hunt, Sloan, Stans, Mitchell.
Committee
itself, and then Richie ruled this afternoon that the committee could not be a party defendant.
The lawsuit doesn't bother me. The only arguments are one thing is that the right group, the only one we're about.
But I, this time, I think everybody figures there were, they know there was a break in. Yeah, they know there are guilty parties. I don't think indictments are going to happen.
Thus far, I'm almost certain that this would leave the networks tonight and would have been in the background of 6-7. But now they would be absolutely obliged to use part of McGregor. And what they're folding in on McGregor and the wire stories, they're adding it to wire stories that have been running all afternoon.
This is an eye.
Well, that's not bad. Within 2 hours, Clark McGregor, president of the campaign, that has been charged with the Democrats for deliberately abusing the American judicial system for the sole purpose of manufacturing political headlines which would be grossly libelous if set outside of legal proceedings. The behavior of Mr. O'Brien and his associates is particularly vicious in that they deliberately made false charges against two individuals, knowing in advance that the charges were false. The moral bankruptcy of the McGovern candidacy and the indecency to which these men would stoop to conceal that bankruptcy was never more clearly shown than their effort to candidate against the American court system as an instrument for political libel and slander.
Provided it doesn't give the indication that we don't think that anybody's going to be, that it's all false. We all know that he doesn't mean that.
What he's saying, McGregor said that the charge that stands and slump in the Asian Empire is totally without foundation and all the more contemptible since they cannot speak up in their own defense because the grand jury is not considered the case. He did not defend the other man. He's been saying right along that the indictment, as a matter of fact, Clark is very attested.
He's laid out the indictments already.
Yeah. Well, a little risky, but they're out there. So they're dissonant, I think. You've got to have a story that'll run Saturday that the Watergate 5 plus 2
putting yourself in a position on the other side, they will immediately charge cover up committee of the whitewash, the Congress anomalous conduct investigation.
Okay. I just go to the next talk to the president on that. Yet another point that we have perfected in the thing is going to go up your chair, but you won't lock into that. I'm not sure it's so bad. Think of all of the transportation. Which is that we announced concurrent with the delivery of the indictments that we're now instructing the Justice Department and requesting all other parties to turn over to a witness where it is all by building up.
No.
To a little bit of information. All of the facts in this case, as has been suggested, to review the question of whether a proper and thorough investigation has been conducted. The commission to be chaired by, we request the commission to be chaired by OR. Staff were packed up by Lee Raymond and Dave Forrest, and Tom Clark.
Now, those folks are judicious enough that they would not, while a criminal case is pending, say anything that would be harmful and could be prejudicial. What they would say is that they had reviewed the investigative procedures followed by the FBI and the Department of Justice and found that they were exhausted and thorough. We are assured that the investigation has been so complete that the record on its face will show that it is. Now, what you're doing is taking the issue away from the government because he has said he wants Warren and Rand appointed to conduct an independent inquiry. We say, fine, for a special prosecutor.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't ever do that.
No, he's sure. This is a special prosecutor. This is to review the evidence of the prosecutor's network.
Well, this is what this is a an independent judgment that the investigation was adequate and correct. And that's all that we charged, not that the indictments were proper or improper.
And with criminal case pending again, do we?
Only those fellows would be concerned with lawyers.
They probably would be declined to serve, which
you don't have a lawyer. Well, if they decline to serve, the basis of the decline to serve is that this is a normal criminal case being pursued in a normal course, and they don't believe that it's proper for them to look over the shoulder of the president.
Let me also, the Attorney General set this up, so but
hopefully you won't. I would recommend for
him. Yes, so the president doesn't have anything to do with it.
I don't think I should do that.
No, I don't.
No, finding should go, but wouldn't say that. There's been all this criticism, and I believe this has been the most thorough investigation since the assassination of John Kennedy ended.
But I would be happy to turn this over to a panel of Justice Warren, Justice Cordes, and Justice.
Well, you can pick up old Reeves to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came up to all former justices of the Supreme Court.
You can go over.
That's all right.
Sure. Go over.
He's the one who would rank us as the most justice. This was the panel.
Rankin and Warren in this Republican support us, and McCarthy in his Democrats, and you have a bipartisan commission. And obviously, Warren chairs the Chief Justice.
Oh, of course. It leaves them alone.
And Rankin and Warren are the two that we're going to have to move May.
Is there any standing group that you could turn it over to?
Then you would get the Canadian Bar Association.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking of if there is a judicial conference. Yeah, I'm thinking of, is there in the Supreme Court? I mean, if you name a group, and you've got to ask them to serve, I'd like to have a review of it. I'm going to look at that. Take a month to find out what the hell the story is.
There's a best bet.
We'll get around to it very fast.
Warren would serve the DOA. Warren would love to serve. And we'd love to be back in line with a new Warren Commission.
Well, I suppose that's the trouble. We've got to imagine the Warren Commission. That's a good question.
Sure, so it shows us that we work out and hope to do it. But if we're willing to turn it over to this one, and we throw in a Democrat vote for it, so we can have to.
We just started this morning. We're not convinced we're on the right track with the time. The truth is,
I'm perfectly. If I don't apply,
what this does is this sort of.
I will not apply.
Our next danger is the whitewash charge. This eliminates that because we say, screw you on the whitewash. Let Earl Warren decide whether it was a whitewash. It's a little better than nothing if you want to. Then the next danger that we have is a congressional investigation. You got the what you call committee out of now, whether it's passive that
stands the city will not go. Which is fine, except you have to be able to protect your property. Stan says that lawyers don't can't go on the investigation.
If he's not going to run by the council, we can't win.
I'm not so sure. The tenth thing was very badly afraid of them all.
It's hard, yeah, it's awful hard.
If they can't go to the communists, they're not going to be able to go to the stands.
The next danger is Teddy Kennedy, who has a subcommittee on, what is it?
Administrative practices.
And he has already lobbed a little threat out that if this isn't the proper, if this isn't a whitewash, you'll have to step in. If you have the Warren group, go ahead. Maybe don't put Warren on. Maybe you just go there to Rankin and
Cordes
and Clark.
Why go Warren?
The Warren group is a certain
you can't go any higher than what you choose.
My niece would say we have conducted a most thorough investigation. I don't want to obtain it all in the Department of Justice or the administration. I've turned the whole record over to the Senate Group, Department of Justice, Supreme Court, Department of Solicitor General of the United States. That would be due.
That's a very interesting.
Right. The reason for taking this unusual step is that of necessity, this has become involved in a political campaign that's been given an enormous amount of publicity charges and counter charges, which should be removed from that arena. Therefore, this impeccable, beautiful study.
He would go forward and say that I personally watched this investigation. I believe in the exhausted airway and the whole of it. Government has cooperated, the administration cooperated with that study, but I'm obviously considered to be an unbiased prosecutor, and I want to get an independent judgment on this, therefore ask this.
So that there will be no lingering suspicion that I could be in that exhausted with this.
I think it's a good idea. I just quit. The only thing I would wish is maybe to turn it over to one person.
So, one person get a death portrait, that's the rest of the president. Why did it?
Or?
Well, that's the
war. Just play around with it.
Do you remember it?
Or the war. Political man, so. Chief Justice. Cap, by the way, is very big on your identification with the kids now. That's you really have something going. So if you can figure something out, continue that identification to the campaign. Like the Yale, you're ready to send the lawyers.
something.
What?
Yeah.
That would be the day.
Well, we'll find something else.
Oh, he was making the point about that college. It's really had a hell of a good impact on people. Yeah, kids appear to have come around. So that's it.
That's right.